President Joe Biden gave his first State of the Union address last night, and joining us this morning with his thoughts on how it went is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, Dan, thank you. And I would say Joe Biden got helped tremendously because of the Ukraine situation, and he scored with both parties on coming hard on Putin. So I think that really helped him get his speech off the ground.
And it's kind of unusual that a foreign conflict or a foreign country would be mentioned so prominently in a State of the Union address, isn't it?
Well, that's probably one of the only things they agree on. The rest of it was typical Biden promising a lot of things. The Republican response has been what it's been since Biden took the oath.
And one of the things, though, that did get talked about that was not Ukraine was, of course, inflation.
Well, I think when people go to the gas pump and spending $3.60 or $3.70, that has become a major issue and will be for the midterm elections.
And, of course, he did mention the gas prices, and that's something that he's been telling people could be impacted by the conflict in Ukraine.
I don't think there's any question about it, and Biden didn't really talk about how he's going to make us self-supporting in oil supplies, and that will be an issue in 2022.
And, of course, a big issue that was dominated 2020 and 2021 was COVID, which still got mentioned in this speech.
And it was. And notice that I don't think there was anybody who had a mask on. And that's something that changed really in the last week. And I think the vaccines and so forth. But hopefully people will get the vaccines and we'll try to get back to normal.
Now, this State of the Union, of course, comes at a time when we're hearing that Biden's poll numbers are very low, that in a lot of ways his presidency is in trouble. Do you think that this State of the Union address will, move the needle or make any changes for that?
I think that's an important point, Dan. And let's see how the next cycle of polls come out, because if Biden is going to regroup the Democrats with his polling at about 37% approval, he's got to win over independents and more specifically independent women. On the other hand, the Republicans got to be fearful that Trump doesn't hurt their party because his support amongst independent and independent women isn't that good.
And also, I wanted to get your thoughts on Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. She gave the GOP response. How do you think she did?
She did good. She, said the Republicans what they've been saying. She also pointed out how Republican governors, their states are doing very well in a very tough economy.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, very thankful, Dan. Thank you very much.